This is episode 2078 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series we're exploring this week, which is all about stress breakthroughs. This has to do with those moments in your life, especially these days, when you feel put on the spot with the kind of stress you may be experiencing. I don't know about you, but since the coronavirus, I've noticed that people just aren't quite themselves. In fact, I've noticed that people really lash out quite a bit these days. We see that with protests, but we also see it in interpersonal relationships as well. A couple weeks ago, someone had invited me to be interviewed on their podcast. So I agreed, and on the day of the podcast, I was there waiting for the link so that we could join together so I could be interviewed, and I never received the link. And it was 6 minutes after the time we were supposed to be meeting, I received a text message saying how this person had been waiting for me. It had been only 6 minutes, and that I could consider the interview canceled. I thought this was the strangest message because I've been interviewed many times, and usually if somebody is late, especially less than 10 minutes late, and I wasn't late, I was there on time waiting for the link to be sent to me. Usually people will check in first to say, hey, is everything okay? We have a meeting at this time and I've been waiting, and do you need a new link? Or else you'll receive a phone call from the person checking in with you, because technology doesn't always work. And also, people are just very distracted now, so I think it's important to cut each other a little slack. And then I had been invited to another interview, and this was another person I didn't know. So I showed up at the time we were to have the interview, and that person didn't show up. So I sent a message. I didn't have the person's phone number, but I sent an email checking in to see if they were okay or if they needed any of my other information to reach me, and I didn't hear anything. So later that evening, I received a message telling me that they are no longer interviewing people remotely. They're only going to do live in-person interviews after the coronavirus. There was really no apology. It was just to inform me that they were no longer doing interviews. So since they reached out to me, I thought it would have been nice if they had let me know that they had canceled the interview. But I just let them know that no worries, it was fine. But I really notice how off people are, at least in my line of work. I'm not sure how things are going your way. There are lots of other ways that life is a little different now. Not only are people more on edge, but services aren't as great because things are missing or things are delayed. It just takes longer to get things done and to go places. It takes some strategy to think about what you're going to do and how you can do it safely and how you might anticipate your exposure to the virus. Last week, went to two different locations to get blood work done, but when I went to each location, the attendants were not wearing masks. Most of the people waiting in a crowded, small waiting area were not wearing masks. I live in Florida, and I do feel it's necessary to social distance and wear masks, especially in crowds or when I go in public buildings where there will be a lot of people. So this is very controversial where I live and in many places in the U.S. So there's that also. It's like people are making political statements as to whether or not they're wearing a mask. And some people might just be vulnerable, or they might have been exposed. And so they want to keep other people safe. So there's a lot of confusion and frustration, because at least in the state where I live, we're not really receiving a lot of good guidance and instruction on how best to keep safe. But it's one thing to know how to keep safe from what we hear from experts, but it's quite another thing when there's really no enforcement of safety measures. Where I live in Florida, currently we are one of the hot spots in the country. I was reading where just yesterday alone there were 5,000 new cases in Florida where I live. These times we're living in require patience and tolerance. So the technique I have for you today is a way for you to break through this rising anger you may feel, a sense of injustice, and the intolerance you may see around you. Your breakthrough technique today is a breathing technique. When you're able to manage your breath, you're able to better manage your emotional state. So I encourage you to breathe deeply, evenly, and you will notice your mind and body begin to calm down. It really works. In fact, breathing techniques are probably the most studied type of relaxation technique that definitely shows evidence of working instantly. So it's not something you have to do to build up over time. When you manage your breath, you can instantly calm your mind and body. So your technique has you sitting with a straight spine as always, with your eyes closed and gently elevated upward to keep your thoughts uplifted. And as you begin to notice your breath, notice how the air enters your lungs, this cool, refreshing air oxygenating your body. And as you exhale, notice how the hot air escapes, releasing tension and toxins. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose. Now, the next inhale you do, breathe in through your nose and hold it for the count of four. And mentally repeat, peace flows through me. And then as you exhale, let go of your tension. Inhale, mentally repeating, peace flows through me. Hold your breath. noticing this beautiful pause between the inhale and the exhale. And as you exhale, release your breath and your tension. Again, inhale. Peace flows through me. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale. And release your breath through your nose. Beautiful. Continue with this breathing technique and do it anytime you feel your patience wearing thin. You are so worth slowing down for.